It's Tim Seymour, Portfolio Manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, on the news, moving the sector, our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on what we believe are the most important themes, sector trends that investors should want exposure to as cannabis markets continue to grow, evolve. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments and themes rather than waiting for rebalancing. Again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in cannabis from its early stages. I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in new asset classes. And the Cannabis Weekly for the week of August 1 will focus on the market, the macro, and of course, our ETF, CNBS. So let's talk about the market that sits in the middle of a broader renaissance and recovery for risk assets in global markets. Actually underperformed a bit over the last week. But if you look at cannabis stocks over the last month, and it was the best month in July for the markets overall since 2020, it was certainly the best month for cannabis markets in a handful of months. There were some big months, as we know, in the early part of 21. But if you look at the bottoming process that a lot of investors would want to believe was what we saw in the end of June, you can look at outperformance from the cannabis space from pretty much all across the board to developed markets, even to semiconductors and higher beta names. Certainly a handful of stocks that have underperformed. Well, let's just give you an idea. So up in Canada, you can see Tilray's up 30% from their July 5th low. Cresco Labs up 40%. Trulieve up 22, TerrAscend up 24, MaryMed, second tier, up 55%. So you can see off those lows, combination of markets that are in better positioning in terms of sentiment and risk on. And obviously then cannabis specific as it relates to the macro. We're going to talk about those macro developments that at least have heated up in the last few weeks, confidence that there will be some type of legislation in the near future. And again, let's talk about that for a second. But let's first talk about the earnings season. And that's upon us. And this will be a chance to see if cannabis companies can rally on their own fundamentals. And those fundamentals would continue to be where you're seeing top line sequential growth, where you're seeing a reduction in the margin degradation, so margin compression, and just where we are with companies who are building brands. But the preview on 2Q is it'll probably look a lot more than like the first quarter, where light to very little sequential sales growth. The street's at about 5% growth, but that the illicit market, the pricing pressures in more mature states, and then, of course, just macro consumer headwinds. Don't discount the fact that the recession dynamics that are being priced into other markets should be priced into cannabis. Cannabis was one of the great beneficiaries during COVID of the stay at home, and that's part of what we're seeing. We're seeing potentially as many transactions, but much smaller basket sizes across the sector. As I talk to different companies, I'm hearing this trend throughout. Margin normalization continues. And I would just say on the cost side, inflation. There's cost inputs both from labor and then obviously resources that the cannabis sector is also suffering from, and something that I think investors need to continue to focus on, but that those issues will potentially see some relief as we get also lower inflation pressures in the broader economy. So we'll see. In terms of the macro, Cory Booker out there yesterday saying he's open to compromise. And again, that was not the case for the Schumer-Booker bill. And Cory Booker, certainly as much an author of that Schumer bill as anyone, says passing banking with equity provisions is something that he certainly could get behind. And the idea of some type of reform is important, saying, look, I'm a compromise guy. New Jersey sent me down here to get things done, not to make stands where I make good points but don't pass bills. So you hear it here, too little, too late, very possibly. But the dynamic that at least has legislation finally being heard on the floor, and again, the some of the subcommittee audience that cannabis is getting on the Senate floor, the research bills, and the follow through that makes legislation a lot easier, certainly as we look towards 23, I think is where the industry should take most of their There are positives here. So we'll leave it there. I think status quo is not really an option anymore. And as we look across the EU, by the way, ministers from across the EU have gathered. There has been a number of different initiatives pushed there. And just what we hear from companies like Tilray, who are very active in Europe, that the European legislative pathway looks a lot more conducive than it did a year ago. Let's talk about the portfolio again. Not much in terms of composition and construction changes. Top of the balance sheet, dominated by the U.S. multi-state operators. We have a decent sized position in cash that we continue to wait on some allocations for. But again, by the mandate of this fund, we could never be more than 20% in cash. And in fact, we're at about 13% in cash. I want to quickly talk about Tilray. They announced numbers last week. This analyst community has kind of come back and critique those numbers. We've seen really kind of a sideways response from the analyst community, but that 23 EBITDA upgrade of 70 to 80 million, certainly seen as a positive versus 48 million in 22 and expectations to be free cash flow positive in 23. These are dynamics that I think the market really wants to see. And again, we talk about their positioning across Europe. Number one position in Germany, claims to have 20% of overall EU share and you know, the ability to continue to extend that. And then, of course, the profitable brands that they already have in non-cannabis sectors in the U.S. in the spirits sector. So a story that we like and a story that continues to be a core weighting in CNBS. So with that, I'm going to leave you again. This is Tim Seymour. This is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of August 1. Have a great week.